Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Well, good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, Christian nationalist patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. We're coming at you from Spokane, Washington this fine morning. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Fired Up Friday, where we surely will run out of time for all of the information that we would like to be able to share with you.
Right.
But of course, gosh, you know, if we could just start out by pointing out something right off the bat. I saw this interesting article from the Postmillennial that describes that Bill Gates says the Ukrainian government is corrupt and one of the worst in the world.
Bill Gates says this?
Bill Gates. And so that's very interesting because as we know that in this fight for global dominance that we all thought would be the United Nations at the head of this, right?
Right.
Well, their sneaky opponent with their 100-year plan has actually snuck up right underneath the UN's nose. And that, of course, is China.
Yes.
And so we're seeing this division between the competition of who's going to be the global dominator, right?
That's, and that's what I've been saying. There's two competing world systems.
That's what we've both been saying. Yeah,
exactly. So, yeah, you have these two competing world orders, really.
Right.
And that's why it's so strange to see Russia linking up with China. But they both have a common adversary, and that's the United Nations, you know, World Economic Forum.
Yeah.
And
obviously Bill Gates had pretty much sold his soul to China because of China allowing him to do so much business, so much of his Microsoft business based in China.
I was just going to say, I think the first thing I thought when you mentioned Bill Gates talked about how corrupt Ukraine is, I was thinking he must not have any facilities there.
Yeah, exactly. No ties to any of the money funneling that's going on through Ukraine.
Yeah, he's all invested in China and Africa.
And so, but Trump pointed out quite an interesting thing about how Biden is doing nothing but facilitating China over and over. And so, you know, that's quite the interesting spectacle in and of itself, because Biden is the one pushing the whole Ukraine, join NATO,
right.
You know, we'll jump in and back you if you just join NATO, which was the singular threat to Russia.
He's playing both sides.
Yeah, he's clearly being backed and propped up by the CCP through this whole commie coup that he's in for America.
Right.
And then he's representing China all over the place until he goes to attack Russia through Ukraine and NATO, who is China's ally. So like we've been saying, you can only go so far in a spherical world before your allies are your enemies.
Right. Wasn't it interesting too that Bill Gates is pointing somebody else out for being so corrupt?
Oh, you know. Well, I know.
Like, define corrupt for us.
Define hypocrite.
Yeah. What is your definition of corrupt? Just anything that you're not profiting from?
Right.
You know, that's sinister. I don't know, but you know, they're definitely pushing the former president of Russia, Medvedev. He's basically saying in this article at RT with Russia Today that Canadian and German troops teaching Ukrainians how to use Leopard tanks already qualifies as participation in the conflict, but sending fighter jets to Poland would mean direct entry, close unquote. That's their take on this. Although Biden says no jets for them at this time. He says they don't need them.
Wow.
Oh, you just, this is, I mean, you're going to send hundreds of billions of dollars and battle tanks and troops on the ground training them and HIMARS and all kinds of other weapon systems. But no, we're not going to send you any jets because we don't think you need those yet.
Well, and the, it's just, you know, bizarre. And the other interesting part there is, here Zelensky comes out and demands the arrogance of this person.
Right.
Demands, after we've already sent him money, that I want to see every dollar of come back to the United
Absolutely.
States, to the American people. I want all that money back.
Yep.
You know, and so his arrogance, that as if that's not enough, and us sending all of our weapons and basically bending over backwards to facilitate them. And he says, now you're going to send your sons and daughters over here and they're going to fight and die in this war.
Right, because like, we had to, so
yeah, and,
your
and
kids
he says,
should.
He says, this is NATO, you know, and I beg his pardon, but it is not. They are not
nope.
NATO yet. They're not even part of NATO, as if that would be a good enough reason. But right here, I have this statement from the NATO chief that says, allies have agreed that Ukraine will become a member of our alliance in the long term.
Oh.
So what is Zelensky pushing? You know, I
right.
mean, that's a flat out just brazen lie. That's not even NATO yet. I would have to say that Biden, the whole commie coup Biden regime, is just really working Ukraine big time, working them in order to be able to encroach upon Russia and bring the war to Russia.
Yeah, well, that's what they're doing. That's
yep.
exactly what they're doing. Wars and rumors of wars. There's, you know, this is the season. It's very well, there's the end times.
Yep, exactly.
So, well, I'll tell you what, let's get to the word of the day now, so we can well grounded
yeah.
and going into the weekend with something
that's
great
right
to meditate on.
Yep.
What do you got for us?
For sure. Okay, so the random turning for today is really cool. It always is. It came from Hebrews chapter 4 verses 1 through 13, which read, therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. For indeed, the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. For we who have believed do enter that rest, as he said, so I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest.
Ooh.
Although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he has spoken in a certain place in the seventh day in this way, and God rested on the seventh day from all his works. And again in this place, they shall not enter my rest. Since therefore it remains that some must enter it, and those to whom it was first preached did not enter because of disobedience, again he designates a certain day, saying in David, today, after such a long time, as it has been said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. For if Joshua had given them rest, then he would not afterward have spoken of another day. There remains therefore a rest for the people of God, for he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works as God did from his. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give an account.
Yes.
And that's it. And so what they're talking about here is the rest that the people would not, that they didn't want to enter into Canaan because of the giants, right?
Right.
And that was the land that was guaranteed to them by God, and that was going to be considered their rest.
Yes.
And so what it says here in the Bible notes is that Israel's failure to enter Canaan becomes a solemn warning, lest professing Christians fail to enter the rest that God has promised. This rest is not entrance to Canaan, as it is in chapter 3, but that historical event is a type of the rest to be enjoyed by Christians. And some commentators view rest as a future heavenly rest, while others feel that term describes the present experience of the believer who has fully surrendered to the Lordship of Christ and is totally controlled by the Holy Spirit. And so that's a very, very direct,
yes,
very clear statement saying you only will not enter his rest through disobedience.
Right.
Right. And it's very specific of the seventh day, the same day that he rests on.
Right.
And that has never changed, will never change.
Yeah, he never changed that.
Right.
Man did.
Yep.
Yeah.
And yeah, and we've described that at length as well, but he asks the question later on, if you're not entering my rest, you know, through obedience, how do you expect to enter my rest in the end?
Right.
Basically, I mean, I'm paraphrasing because I don't have that verse in front of me, but he does ask that question.
Yes.
How then shall you enter my rest?
Right.
Right. And so are you going to try to enter it on the wrong day? You know, when
right.
he's not there, you know, you've kind of missed the boat at that point.
Yeah.
It's like, it's almost like you were set aside to have Canaan for your land of rest, but you went to Egypt instead.
Right. Or
right?
Or worse, in the wilderness.
Yeah. No, thanks. I'll stay out here. It's more or less the same thing. You're missing the boat if you're on the wrong day.
Yeah. You're missing his blessings, what he has prepared for you, what
right.
he has promised to you, what he has in store for you.
Yep.
By saying, no, we'll do it. We're going to do it our own way. Or we're going to, like you said, be disobedient to
right.
the Lord. And if anybody's interested in that, you can pray about it and see where the Lord takes you. But if you go to radiofreeredoubt.com, you can just do a search in the search box and type Sabbath or why we keep the Sabbath. We put a posting up there with a special podcast that we did to that topic. And tons of resources there as well. And, you know, we're just not going to debate about it or argue with anybody or judge anybody.
That's
just,
right.
You go check that out for yourself and listen with an open mind and then make your decision.
That's right.
So,
yep.
But we know what the word says and, you know, it's very clear. You can do the atorne thing and twist and turn, right?
Right.
With the scripture to meet your own personal, your own traditions.
Right.
Really.
The traditions of men.
Right. Or put that up against what really does the word of God say.
That's right.
So good. Yep. Good scripture. And what is that one again?
Well, so that is Hebrews 4 verses 1 through 13. And well, and today is Friday. And so at sundown today is when Sabbath officially starts. And then it is over the end of Saturday at sundown again. So
yeah.
Any of you all that want to review that and consider that for yourselves, that is that's something to think about.
Something you could do this evening.
That's right.
Yeah. But all right. And it's really, I was shocked to find out how many Christians are, I hate to use the word transitioning over to
no kidding, that's
following.
A bad word right now.
They ruin everything. They pervert everything, even
just,
our words,
yep.
even our language, right?
Right.
But yeah, they're making the transition over to keeping the Sabbath, and well, you still go to church on Sunday, but that's not the Sabbath. That's
right.
Just when everybody goes to church.
Yep.
And you know, so anyway, it's an eye opener. I was really shocked actually to find out
how many people are
widespread that is now.
Right.
We run into more and more Christians that we've known, you know, for years and they say, oh, you too. We do too now.
Right. We saw a lot of that come about as a result of COVID. They had to stay home and read Bibles in their homes.
Right.
And that reading prompted them to actually go, well, wait a minute. It says right here, you know, if you were to read the Ten Commandments actually listed in Deuteronomy where it gives the full description of the Ten Commandments, not
yeah.
just like a one-liner.
Right.
If you were to read that, a lot of people read that during that time and they went, you know what? It says,
yes,
you know,
and they started diving deeper into it.
Yep. And on their own. And so, yeah. Very
that
interesting.
That does not mean you're becoming a Seventh-day Adventist. And it
right, because we're not Seventh-day Adventists.
No, it does not mean you're becoming Jewish either.
Right.
That's the So anyway, just Christians who honor the Sabbath.
Who keep the Ten Commandments, right. Not the Nine Commandments.
Right.
Right.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a break. This segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com, helping you to get rapture ready for the return of our King and everything that that entails. There's a lot of great information over there, and you can check it out for yourself at JesusAppears.com. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt, and we'll be back right after these messages. Stick around.
And lastly, obligation number 8. Dedicate a part of your everyday life to the bringing of these requirements of American citizenship to the attention of fellow students, fellow workers, neighbors, and friends.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty on 96.5 FM and AM 630, and of course, the live stream. Unless you're listening to the downloaded or shared Podbean version, where we post all of our shows at radiofreeredoubt.podbean.com, and you can learn more and find out how to reach us through radiofreeredoubt.com. Lady Liberty, segment 2 here. Lots going on, and lots to be fired up about on this Fired Up Friday.
Boy, you're not kidding. Gosh, where to start? Well, we've got this fantastic thing going on. I mean, I'm saying that tongue in cheek, of course, because what we've got going on, we described a little bit last week with Biden saying that he is going to turn all of our health responses over to the World Health Organization in America.
Oh, yes.
Which is so absolutely unconstitutional. Yep. It's illegal as all get out. And so here we have this article from the Epic Times titled U.S. Committed to the World Health Organization Pandemic Accord, the ambassador says. And so we've got the lead negotiator representing the United States in discussions on a global pandemic accord said in a statement this week that the United States is committed to the accord amid debate on the draft document. And so who we have here is Ambassador Pamela Hamamoto. And she was the UN ambassador appointed by the 44th president, who shall not be named.
Ooh.
And she was all over climate change.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, she, you know, everything that you would expect her to be if
right.
she was appointed by him.
Total globalist agenda.
Yep. And so here she is basically saying that, yeah, we're all on board to sign on with this accord, which is absolutely unconstitutional as well. And,
right.
And so when you look up the question, does the United States have to have a Senate approval to sign an international accord? Well, first of all, is an accord the same thing as a treaty? Well, apparently it all kind of is, it falls under the same category as a treaty, because if you ask the question, what's the difference between a treaty and an accord, it says that it is basically a document that is legally binding that allows alterations and amendments to the main treaty. An accord is an agreement between two parties to a contract in which one party releases the other party from its obligations in return for some other form of compensation. It's more or less the same thing. It's the name doesn't mean as much as what is described within this more or less legal contract.
But they'll
right?
treat it like it's a treaty. So they're trying to sidestep congressional approval and voting, correct?
Right. And the thing is that the United States Constitution provides that the president shall have power by and with the advice and consent of the Senate to make treaties, provided 2/3 of the senators present concur, according to Article 2, Section 2. Mm. So treaties are binding agreements between nations and become part of international law, but only upon that provision
yes.
that 2/3 of the senators concur with that.
Right.
So the fact that we've got an ambassador going to speak on behalf of the United States to sign us up for something that requires a 2/3 Senate approval.
Right. So they're trying to call it an accord because then it doesn't, you know, it's not subject to the strict requirements of a treaty. But, and here's the other thing too, and this is their verbal judo that they do, their trickery, because they'll say, well, it's just an accord. It doesn't require congressional approval. And all they're doing is making recommendations for policy.
Right.
But what happens is under these, take COVID, for example, the World Health Organization says, based on our professional research and the science, our recommendations are this, this, and this for prevention measures to include vaccines that aren't even FDA approved.
Right.
So then what happens is policymakers back home say, this is now our policy. We're following their guidance. So the World Health Organization is somebody that you can't hold accountable, and nobody's held accountable because the school or the state office says, hey, we're just following World Health Organization guidelines.
Right.
You know, don't be mad at us. They're the professionals and they're the science and, you know, so you can't get the World Health Organization. They can't be held accountable because they're saying, hey, these are just recommendations. These are what our policies that we recommend for dealing with this crisis. So don't get mad at us. We're just making recommendations. And then back to the policymakers, school administrators or whatever back home saying, hey, we're just following their guidance.
Right.
And they give you this runaround, but they'll enforce it like it's law.
Exactly. And so that's, I mean, especially if the World Health Organization demands that everybody get this vaccine or whatever else they have coming down
right.
the pike, or whatever kind of mandated lockdowns they're going to, you know, demand.
Right.
And so,
well, still the bottom line is you are now not operating as a republic.
Exactly.
You don't have a republican form of government operating under a constitution, and you don't have accountability.
Right.
And you don't have proper representation.
You weren't the WHO is not elected by the people.
Right, they're just appointed.
Yeah, they're just suddenly given all this authority over the whole entire nation.
Right.
When we didn't agree to that, and none of our representation agreed to that either.
And it's no different than our National Institute of Health, NIH, you know, with Fauci,
right.
or the CDC. Same thing. These are bureaucrats. They're unelected bureaucrats.
Yep.
And they're, you know, just trust the science. And nobody's to blame, you know?
Yes, exactly. That it gives them a total out and, you know, irresponsibility to where they can wield all sorts of things that their office allows, but they can deflect to whomever is not going to be held accountable, you know, from some international organization. So it
right.
they basically act as the conduit for an illegal communist dictatorship type action over the nation. And so that's, oh my gosh, that's as illegal as it gets.
Yeah. Now back home though, you'll have a governor like Inslee there in Olympia say, I am passing this decree. It will be, you know, crimes, punishments, and everything else for violating this emergency order. And I'm basing this emergency order off of the World Health Organization's recommendations.
Right.
Because otherwise, you're just going to kill somebody's grandma. So the enforcement, the teeth come at the state level with these woke governors, and then also right down the line to city councils passing, you know, these emergency measures and everything else. So there is the enforcement of it. But once again, they're justified because A, this is an emergency, and B, we're following the guidance laid down by the professionals.
Yep, exactly.
And trusting the science. So, you know, even as wrong as it is, as illegal as it is, there's no accountability. And this is, you know, so this just needs to be just stomped before it ever even gets started, you know, at the state level and in Congress, now that we have some people that seem like they have some sand and are willing to, you know, step up against this stuff.
Right. And we probably ought to contact our own congressmen and ask them, well, our senators, and ask them their stance on this, because if they don't do something about this, they are not upholding their oaths of office to prevent it. Because, yeah. I mean, it's clear, it's just blatantly clear that Article 2, Section 2 fully describes that they have to have 2/3 consent from the senators in order to go ahead and proceed with something as, you know, with that kind of magnitude.
Yes.
And so if they allow that, I mean, this could be within the next week that we'll see if they allow that.
Right. All right. And well, we're going to watch it really closely. Yep. We're going to follow up. There's one more here that'll get you fired up here. And this hits home because this is from the American Redoubt. A longtime teacher fired after discussing God in the classroom and challenging the evil LGBT school policies. This teacher was let go for speaking about God in the classroom. Ian O'Connell, a Catholic teacher who served as a substitute in the public institutions of Caldwell School District for over 20 years, spoke on February 13th about a proposed gender identity and sexual orientation policy that would dismiss the reality of biological sex and enable children to believe they can transition to a member of the opposite sex. And of course, also he was spoke of God in the classroom, ooh, taboo, multiple times. So they fired him. So this guy has got an awesome lawsuit.
No kidding.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll follow up on that too. Keep an eye on it. You guys be safe out there and have a blessed and a safe weekend.
That's right. You all have a fantastic Fired Up Friday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.